out. But with the heat on already, we're going to talk with Essex Tech High School hockey coach Mark Leonard. Big win to open up the season 6-1 over North Quincy. And, coach, it's been a while on the one hand, but on the other hand, here we go again.
Yeah, I'm excited to get going. It's the best time of year, that's for sure.
Oh, Mark, it is great to have you on once again. And it's funny, you've seen it all, I think, and yet every season it brings a new excitement. I remember I taught public school for 40 years, and going into September, man, I just couldn't wait to get back in the classroom. Is it like that for you as well? I mean, I know that you do hockey pretty much all year round, but getting back to the excitement with your own team, do you have that, the fire in the belly?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially when you have a team that has, you know, we have 17 returning players, and we're coming off a, you know, record-setting season last year, and, you know, we get some good, really young players, a couple good freshmen, and great leadership, and so it just makes you excited. And like you said, I do it pretty much year-round, and the kids worked hard and over the summer and in the fall and all that, I think everyone is just really itching to get going, you know.
The setup over there at Essex Tech is pretty amazing, Mark. Tell me a little bit about the facilities, the practice sessions and so on, because so many schools don't have that, and, your kids have to come from all over the North Shore, so to have a place that they can, you know, stay and go to has got to be an advantage for them.
Yeah, it's really, we're very fortunate, you know, the Essex Sports Center, there's two sheets of ice there, we have prime time ice every day, a couple hours every day, and they treat us great. For the parents, there's a Dunkin' Donuts in there, there's JC's
yep.
restaurant, there's a lot going on, and Mike Boyle's, the strength and conditioning is upstairs, so our kids work out there, and the best thing is we have our own locker room, so that the kids can keep their stuff there all season, and it's a great rink, and we're lucky to have it.
All right, I'm looking at your roster, coach, and I don't know if it's accurate or not, but I'm not seeing very many seniors on this team.
No, we don't. No, we're still a fairly young team. I believe we have 5 seniors on the team, and we have some really, really good freshmen. We have a big sophomore class that had a lot of success last year, and juniors and not many seniors, so you know we should be pretty good the next couple of years, you know, and it's a great bunch of kids. They work extremely hard, they're very close-knit team, and they're very motivated to win, you know. Last year we were league champs, and we won the vocational state championship, and we won the school's first state tournament game in overtime, so there's a lot of excitement around the program and the school. The school is tremendous. It's a beautiful place. The facilities are awesome. And it's growing. And, the trade schools are really hot right now. And so that's just a benefit for me as a hockey coach and all the other sports too. We're getting stronger. We're getting, I think it used to be a school that kids, just went to play hockey. You know, they went to school there and played hockey, but now actually, you know, hockey players are going there, and it's nice, you know.
All right, Mark, hold on. I want to bring in Tim Kearns. I'm going to have to put you on hold for 1 second, if that's okay.
No problem.
All right, and then let me see if I can get Tim on here. And if we get disconnected, I'm going to call you right back. So here we go.
Okay. Hello?
All right, Tim is back. Mark, you still with us?
Yep.
Mark?
Yep.
Okay, there we go. All right, Tim Kearns has joined us. Mark, he's our co-host, former baseball coach at Gloucester High School, and he's also our sports analyst here at MSO and our ambassador of goodwill. So Tim is our you've talked with Tim before, haven't you, Mark?
I have, yes.
Okay, all right, so I'm going on and on.
How are you, Mark?
Good, Tim. How are you doing?
Good. Happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you.
Great way to start the holiday season, Coach. And I want to get to that. I want to get to your roster a little bit more now about some of your kids, but let's do it kind of in reverse order. Let's talk about the game, because 6-1 opening night win over North Quincy, that's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it was a good game. We played really well. We had a lot of pressure on them the whole time, and it's tough to go on the road and play a team like North Quincy. They had, they played with a lot of grit, and they had a lot of speed up front, which, you know, it took a little bit of adjusting for our defensemen, but once we figured it out, you know, it was a great win. We you know, six goals is a great thing to get the forwards going, and you know, to only give up one. Defense played great. Our goalie Kyle Mahan played great, and it's always nice to win, that's for sure. And on opening night, it's even more special, I think.
We take turns here, so it's Tim's turn to talk to you, Coach.
Okay,
you know,
Mike, Tim.
Go down and find North Quincy or any of those, I guess you call it South Shore towns, historically always been really strong in hockey. And I think to some of the North Shore teams, over time, they've been a bit intimidating because of their history and the quality of hockey that the teams in that area have played over the decades, certainly.
Yes.
And for your team to get down there, which is still relatively new.
Right, correct, yeah.
For the new school, how did you get into their heads to say, no big deal?
Yeah, you know what? They're very confident, not overconfident, but they're good players, and they're smart players, which I think might separate us from some teams. You know, they think the game pretty well. They buy into what the coaches are preaching. You know, they work extremely hard, and, you know, they're good players, and I think they've had a lot of success the last couple of years, and I think they feel that, you know, that they can play with anybody when we play our game. I mean, we've got a lot of size. We've got a ton of speed. I mean, that's our strength. And, you know, those two, that combination can be pretty dangerous, you know. And on top of that, one of the best goalies on the North Shore, Kyle Mahan, he had 8 shutouts last year. So, you know, we feel when we're playing our game, you know, we can play with anybody.
Mark, how much does your experience and, dare I say it, your reputation, coaching other teams and, you know, being who you are on the North Shore, play into kids understanding and listening? Because sometimes kids, doesn't matter who you are, they're not going to listen. But you've got their attention. You have ever since you've been in Essex Tech. So how much of that experience in your own head do you rely on? And again, everything is different, I know, from year to year. But yeah. you and your own confidence and understanding of the game.
Well, you know, I think, you know, I played the game, you know, in college, and I played overseas in Europe. I know the game. Doesn't make me a great coach, but I think I can get the kids to understand, you know, what we're trying to do. And basically, like you said, I've been on a couple teams, but the message is really still the same. You need to skate, and you need to go to the net hard, you need to protect the puck, you need to support the puck, and, you know, and don't let any team outwork you. You know, that's really the message. I've been coaching for 28 years, and you know, some teams buy in and some teams don't. You know, winning cures a lot, you know. So we went to, you know, this is my fourth year. Our first year we made the tournament, had a record amount of wins. Then, you know, the second year it was the COVID year, it was crazy, but we won. We would have made the tournament if they had it, but they didn't have a state tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, in our third year, we were 16-4-3. We won the league. We won the vocational state championship. We won a tournament game. So that gives kids confidence. You know, I'm a pretty honest coach. You know, they don't like what I say to them sometimes, but I think they believe that I care about them, and I know the game, and my staff knows the game, and you know, it works so far. It's worked.
Yes, it has.
So
yes, it has.
Hopefully it continues, you know.
Yeah. Mark, how did your preseason shake out? How many scrimmages were you able to get in beforehand to get a handle on what you had as a team?
Yeah, so I'm really big on scrimmages, and we always try to play really tough teams. I mean, we scrimmaged Masco, our top team. We scrimmaged Marlboro, who was went to the Garden last year, and we scrimmaged North Middlesex, all tournament teams. You know, good coaches, good teams, and, you know, they learn quick, the speed. The young kids learn quick what they need to do, it gets them going, you know. We play those teams. You know, we just played Masco on Wednesday. Masco is one of the top programs around, and you know, we skated with them. I think we lost 4-2, but we did some power play man down for the last half hour. So it was a good game. And, you know, when you play a speed like that in a scrimmage, it kind of prepares you for the real thing, you know. And so I've always tried to do that, play strong teams in the preseason, kind of get us ready, you know.
You get a reaction from any of the kids like, Coach, what are you trying to do to us here?
I get that after sprints sometimes, not too much after games, but no, they understand. You know, listen, I'll be honest with you. They, you know, we're a tech school, and you know, that's all we hear a lot, and that motivates these kids. Oh, you're just a tech school kid. You guys are a tech school, and then you know, our kids a lot of times will make sure to remind those teams that we beat. You just lost to a tech school, mm-hmm. you know. So they want to be better than a tech school. You know what I mean? And that's no offense to tech hockey. We're just traditionally, you know, technical schools are there for kids who aren't really athletes. They're just playing sports, and we're trying to change that. You know, we're trying to build the program to be able to compete, you know, for a state championship. And, you know, we're not that far away, whether it comes this year or next year, who knows. But, you know, we have a lot of talented kids, and they take a lot of pride in the fact that they are a tech school, and they want to beat teams that aren't, you know. And I think that motivates them a lot, too.
I don't think there's any doubt about the reputation of Essex Tech, Mark. It has grown academically and athletically so that it is one of the, you know, premier schools on the North Shore,
really,
no matter what you call it.
And, you know, we're lucky next year we're actually moving out of the Commonwealth Conference, and we're going into the Cape Ann League. So extremely excited about that. And that's really going to grow our program. You know, we're going to be in the top division with Newburyport, Winfield, Triton, and North Reading. So, you know, we're taking a big jump, and I couldn't be happier. I know the kids are excited, and we're going into it with a good team. You know, we're going to have another 17, 18 kids returning next year with a lot of talent. So we're going into that league at a good time, and, mm-hmm. and we're looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
But could that be the beginning of a trend where we might see the demise of a vocational league, and these kids, these schools will begin to integrate into the local conferences around them?
You know, I don't know. I can only speak for ourselves. You know, in our league, really, Shawshin has always been there. They're the tops, you know. And now we're kind of competing with them. And, you know, whether they want to move or not, I'm not sure, but I would think you'd have to really grow your programs. And the hockey program at Essex isn't the only team that's growing. You know, the football team is getting better, the soccer teams, everyone is growing. And so it's great. It's great for the school that we're moving into that division. It's great. I know all the coaches are very excited about it. It says a lot about the school, about the coaches, and the athletes, you know. Whether it's the demise of the Volk League, I don't know. But I can only speak for ourselves that we're really excited to get over to that league. And
That's great news. Glad to hear that. That's super. Coach, before we let you go, I want to ask you a little bit about your leaders, in particular your senior captains. You already talked a little bit about Kyle Mahan. Tell me a little bit about him and the rest of your leaders.
Yeah, so our four captains, they're all seniors. We have Cam Doherty, who's a tremendous defenseman. Kyle Mahan is our goalie. Ethan Long, another senior defenseman, tremendous leader, plays with a lot of heart. And then a forward, Larry Graffio, another senior. You know, great leaders. They help the young kids. They're always, you know, asking us, can we do this? Can we do that? This would be great for the team. I mean, they just ran a care package drive for the troops overseas.
Wow.
They're really into that stuff, and it's their senior year, and the good thing about these guys is they all play. So when you have seniors that play and are motivated, it really rubs off on the rest of the team. You know, sometimes you have teams you have seven seniors but only two of them play, so your seniors aren't really motivated, those kids that don't play. But you know, all these kids play, and not only do they play, but they're they're real good players, and the younger kids look up to them. So they've been tremendous, and you know, I can't say enough good things about them.
Mm-hmm. Tim, final thoughts?
Who do you see as your toughest challenges coming up this year?
Yeah, well, I mentioned them earlier, Shasheen. You know, Shasheen has been a fixture in the Commonwealth Conference for a long time, and they play a very tough schedule like we do. You know, we bumped up our schedule this year. We're playing teams like Danvers and Marblehead, Matignon, North Reading, Lowell, a lot of traditionally really strong teams. You know, but our first goal is to win our league, and to win our league, we have to beat Shasheen. You know, we've been fortunate enough to do that the last couple of years, but you know, they're not going away either. They get a ton of kids in that school, and then Chuck Baker's a good friend of mine and a great coach, and you know, they're our main competition in the league. And then the next goal is you want to qualify for the tournament, and then, you know, the third goal ultimately is to win a state tournament. So, you know, but Shasheen, they were the king of that league for a long time, and so you really can't call yourselves the kings until you beat them. We've been fortunate the last couple of years to do that, but, you know, they're not going away. It'll be two of our toughest games all season.
All right, you've got Minuteman on Wednesday, is that correct?
Correct, yeah, down in Concord, 8 o'clock starts, a late one.
Okay, all right, so let's get the troops out there and get another win. Coach, great talking with you. Can't wait to follow you during the season, and let's talk again soon. Best of luck to you.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Have a great holiday.